Shalom Boker Tov. We are we started last week the Nun Hey, page Nun Hey Histaklut Pinimit, and I like you to go straight. We summarize that they are really two systems. There is a system of Yosher and there is a system of Igulim. We said Igulim came into existence right after they were revealed, right after the Tzimtzum. Therefore, Igulim were the cause of pulling a kav into this halal. We said this kav is Adam Kadmon, and this Adam Kadmon became the pnimiut, the essence of the Olam Atzilut. And Olam Atzilut started to go and was responsible, has the totality of this kav, of Adam, within it. Olam Atzilut reveals this kav we call Adam Kadmon. That means the pnimiut of Olam Atzilut is Adam Kadmon. That's the pinimut. And that's where he says that you don't deal with this pinimut. What we deal is with the Olam Atzilut, and Olam Atzilut is the cause of creation of Briah, Yetzira, Asiya, and Olam Hazeh. We said that this kav comes from the beginning, one ketzeh to another ketzeh, from the ketzeh elyon to ketz tachton. From the end above and end below. End above, it's lo negea ben sof. It's nogea ben sof. It's one point of en sof. That's elyon. We said in Igulim, the one that is chitzon yoter, that is more utter, it's more meule, it's more important. And the more igul bifnim, it's yoter garua. Nekuda emtzai shel ha'igul, which we say it's shmo, which is bichinat dalet, is garua beyoter. That's the end. And this comes all the way till where? End of Atzilut. Now, that's one ketzeh to another ketzeh. Elyon, tachton. Tachton is the end, is different totally from the elyon. That means Elyon is Ratzon Lahashpia, Tachton is totally Ratzon Lekabel. What is Ratzon Lekabel? How Ratzon Lekabel comes into existence? Le'ad, le'ad, we said. Slowly. It doesn't become Bevat Echad, Ratzon Lekabel. Ratzon Lekabel is the kli to receive the light of Hashem. Ratzon Lekabel is something holy. Ratzon Lekabel is not, oh, I want to drink coffee. It's a big mistake. This is my lack. I need the nourishment as an animal, as a chaya. That's something else. Ratzon Lekabel is a kli that has to go through four phases in order to be revealed. It doesn't get revealed easily. It's not something that because I expressed I want, that therefore I have a Ratzon Lekabel. That's a Ratzon Lekabel shel ha-behema. That wants to eat, wants to sleep, wants to have sex, wants to have all the hana'ot of the world. Ratzon Lekabel is the only aspect of Kedusha. And it's not something that it's just given to anybody and anybody can have it and anybody to deal with that Ratzon Lekabel. That Ratzon Lekabel what? Or and sof. Ratzon Lekabel is Shmo. Ratzon Lekabel is the one that is reveals the end sof, the highest level of light.
If we use it the way it should be.
Exactly, slightest deviation. It says if you come to Kodesh Kodeshim and you express and you give my name, which is a vessel of Ratzon Lekabel, if there is any not good in it, you'll die. It's It's a mavet to it. So Ratzon Lekabel is not something that because I expressed and I have such a deep desire to have something. No. Ratzon Lekabel is that kli that can reveal the light of Or and Sof. It's very simple.
But when we're saying that we need to convert Ratzon Lekabel to Ratzon Lehashpia,
first, create. If you don't have a Ratzon Lekabel in your hand, what are you talking about?
We are not converting to Lashpia. Ratzon Lekabel, I'm in that Lashpia.
That means whatever I receive, I convert into Lashpia.
It's for the sake, absolutely.
Fine, but first you got to have the, reveal the Kli. And the Kli is not Laat. The Kli has to go through four phases. The Kli, as a matter of fact, my friend, has to go whole year. Shana. Shana is equal to Sefirot, Sefirah. You don't complete no Kli. It takes Arba Moadim, four phases. It's not just here, I have God, you know, I love you, I want you, and I'm ready for you. My arm is open, suck it to me. There is no such a thing. It's a hard work. It's extremely hard work to reveal Ratzon Lekabel. And that's what the whole study. The study is Kabbalah. Kabbalah is how you can acquire that Ratzon Lekabel. It's not because you learn how to have more vessel of receiving. Yeah, I'm ready to take the whole world. Aren't you? You, as far as you're concerned, you want the whole world. So, let's start again. We are in the page Nunhei.
Mr. Malan, can I ask a question?
Yes.
This connection, that point that from Tachton and Elyon get connected physically, it seems like you, what's below becomes somewhat part of what's above, even though it's not one-to-one, it's a minuscule part of it. Does that have any connection to what in the Torah says, you are in a holy place, take your shoes off, it's, you know, like, that physical connection makes you part of that entity? Meaning that what God was telling Moses to take your shoes off is the same.
Now, we will understand that every level of these four levels, because Ratzon Lekabel has four levels, has a different aviyut. What it means, different aviyut? We said aviyut Aleph created the Olam Atzilut. Aviyut Bet, that means what it created, one after the other. Remember a rule which is very important, and later on you will understand it more and more and more. Malchut of Eser Sefirot above, it's a Kav, it has to be in the form of Kav. Malchut of Eser Sefirot above is always Keter of Eser Sefirot below. That is the secret of the Keter. Keter is a Yuli. Keter has Eser Sefirot of above and Eser Sefirot of below. Only Keter has that. Includes Eser Sefirot above, because it's a malchut of nine Sefirot that is above it. And at the same time, is a seed for Eser Sefirot that comes after it. Only Keter has this quality. When we are talking about Adam Kadmon, we are talking about the first Igul called Keter. It includes Ensof, and it includes everything that comes after. That's Adam Kadmon. And this is the Chitzoni Beyoter. That means he's the most outer. In Igulim, the Chitzoni Yoter is Yoter Meule. You come down, down, down. Achi Garua is Olam Asiya. Bechina Dalet. Achi Garua. That's a Ketze. That's the end. That means there was a time that Malchut of above is Keter of below, and this has continuity. Until where? no end. So God had now to create a concept end. Not allow this to continue. So now we are understanding two concepts called Igul, and that's the one energy that came first, and that's the one that the uttermost is most Zach. The more go inside comes most Av, and then we have Yosher. In Yosher, the Chitzoni Yoter is Garua, the Pinimi Yoter is Yoter Meule, Yoter Meshubach. It's more important. That's in the Kav. Now, which light comes to Igul? Which light comes to Igul? The light of Kav. Kav comes into Igul. So that means when the Kav called Adam Kadmon gets revealed, how many Sefirot it has surrounding it? How many Igulim? Eser Igulim. That's Adam Kadmon. Eser Igulim. So every Adam has Eser Igulim. Do you have Eser Igulim? Of course you do. But can you connect to it? No. Because we said the world of Igulim, it's out of my hand. So let's go here to the bottom of Orpinimi, on the second line. It says, Bet Derachim beKabbalat HaKli. Our most important thing is to understand what this Kli is. Dalet. There are two ways to receive, to have a vessel. Derech tochichoto, that means, give you an example in you. There is two ways you receive. I'm standing here, you're looking at me. How do you receiving me? From outside. Whatever you get right now from me, you are getting from outside. Now take this coffee and put it your inside. How do you get energy of the coffee? From inside. So there is a two ways receiving. From inside or from outside.
It's like marriage.
How did you get to the marriage?
The beginning, you see a nice girl from the outside. After a little while, that's it. The outside is finished. Now the inside is nice.
I like that. That works. That works. How long did it take you to come up with that? Say as many years as I've been married.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It wasn't that easy to come up with this. So here it says Derech Tochichoto.
Tochiyuto.
That's Toch. V'derech chitzoniyoto, and from the chitzoniyot. Okay. V'kvar yadata, inyan hanekuda ha'msoi shebe'en sof baruchu. You already know that this nekuda ha'msoi called Shmo in Ensof. What is this nekuda ha'msoi said? What was the character of this Nekudaim say, Shmo? Raton? That's not true. That's his the vessel. Mm-hmm. But why did ask for Tzimtzum?
Because he wanted to be God.
That means Lahanot. He wanted to give pleasure, not only receive pleasure. Say, hey, up till now, I'm keep on receiving ends of pleasure. I don't want to receive pleasure. I want to be able to give pleasure too. See how easily your mind now understood another aspect of Shmo? It's not only an aspect of Lekabel, he is a Lekabel. But I want an extra. I want to have a pleasure of giving pleasure. That's acting like the light. Because the light likes to give you pleasure, hana'ah. So now you want to learn how to give hana'ah. Just you want to have that pleasure. He says, light, do you have pleasure in giving? He says, yeah. He says, I want to have the same. I reveal pleasure. But now I want lashpia pleasure. So here comes, he says, kvar yada im yada nekuda emtsai. This is the nekuda emtsai sheba ensof baruchu sheba haya davar atzimtzum. That's why she me'etaet reduced her light of Ratzon Lekabel. She is Ratzon Lekabel. She knows about Ratzon Lekabel. It's the ensof of Ratzon Lekabel. Shenitrachek ha'or misaviv ha'nekudai. So the light was constricted from this nekuda emtzai, ve'nasa chalal rikani, and that's how it became a void. ונתבאר שם שעל כן נקרא בשם נקודה אמצעית, that's why it's called the central point. It's like center, what is your issue, central issue? What is your point? When I say what's your point, what am I referring to? What is your issue? That's your central point, that's your נקודה אמצעית. That's where you stop. And this is where the whole thing is. Laharot she'eina mekabelet derech pinimyud v'tochiyuta. Techiyuta, nachon? Tochiyuta. What happened now? This shmo is in the middle. What happened? The light left. How she is receiving now? How she is getting? Inside? Right now, when the light left,
right.
How does she receive? Not anymore internally, only from outside. She reduced. There is nothing to receive inside anymore. It's everything receiving for her is derech outside. Like going to sun, I'm not even putting anything into my mouth. I get it everything from the sun. You follow what... It's a very, very simplistic example. Now, Ela rak derech hachitzuniyut misevuvita,
misevuvita,
from her surrounding. Ke al ken mekabelet haor bili shiur umida. So, since she's not taking an inside. From outside, what is really shining upon her? And so there is no gvul. There is no end to it. It's a continuous shining from outside to this middle point. ומשום שהמקבל מחיצוניותו אינה עושה גבול על האור ועיין שם. This, she doesn't put any limitation to this light to shine from outside. Hare sheyesh lanu bet bechinot kabbalah bekeilim. There is two ways to receive inside the vessel. Habechina echad hi hamekabel bechitzionoto. So there is one way of receiving is from exterior. Venivchan bet vabechina bet. And the second aspect, second way, hamekabel bepinimuto, is the way that it receives inside. Now, is there any force outside of this cup of coffee? Of course. If there was not a force, this will not hold. There got to be a force from outside to hold this cup. And there is aspect that we put inside. But really, we are not talking about the cup of coffee here. We're not talking about this kind of a physical. We are talking totally, totally spiritual. שידמה לך על ידו חיצוניות ופנימיות, על כן צריכים להבין היטב, and this is very important to understand this aspect very clearly, באילו פנימיות וחיצוניותו אנו עוסקים כאן. This is what we are talking here. We have to understand the aspect of interior and exterior of things in a very, very detailed form. גימל בחינות הראשונות הן רק גורמות לגילוי בחינה דלת. We said there is a three phases, four phases, and the first three phases, they are only gorem, they are the cause. They are there to cause to reveal the fourth, which is Bechinat Aleph, which is the Ratzon Lekabel, which is the only kli. Bechinat Aleph, Bet, Gimel, they are not kli. Even though they have their own malchut, but they are not kli. They are only there to cause that the final, the fruit, what is the fruit? It's a Ratzon Lekabel. Don't you eat the fruit? Why don't you eat the etz? Why you eat only the fruit? Because the fruit is the Ratzon Lekabel. The etz is not Ratzon Lekabel. Do you have any desire to eat the etz? And that was the scene. Wants the Hana'ah, doesn't want the process of digesting the whole tree. Wants the final result. The final result is what? Is the Malchut. Is the Shmo. Is the possibility of Hana'ah. That's the fruit. That's the Ratzon Lekabel. There is a Ratzon Lekabel in the fruit. That's why there is a Ratzon Lekabel in the fruit.
Why?
Yeah.
To give pleasure.
Because it's a pleasure, right? Because it's a pleasure. So every pleasure revealed, a Ratzon Lekabel is revealed. Here we go. Every pleasure, iota of pleasure, that's when you reveal the Ratzon Lekabel. That means something holy. Very holy. The holiest can come is this pleasure that you are having right now. Now, ask the question. Al menat ma. Why did I enjoy this? What am I going to do with this pleasure? As per rule, has to continue. But it's ended with me. I've done wrong. I stopped the light. I killed. I finished. I put the end to something that is Hayah Veveyeh. I put it in the klipa. So, והנה הכלי הרוחני כבר ידעת שעניינו הוא בחינת הרצון. You already know this כלי, this vessel of רוחני, it's רוחני, it's aspect of רצון. That's why Moshe equal to רצון. It's this רצון is most important. שיש בנעצר. What's the difference between me and Hashem? There is a shinu tzura. I'm different than him. Because there is a ratzon lekabel in me, there is no ratzon lekabel in him. Why I'm different? Because I have a ratzon lekabel. And it's rochani. Because ratzon lekabel is shinu le ratzon lehashbia.
So why does it call it a spiritual
thing? It is. Because it's the only vessel that can get the light. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's called
that's why he created Ketzer to Ketzer. To give you a choice. Because the whole point is to for you to have a choice. ולקבל את השפע מאינסוף. It's the only vessel that can receive the שפע מאינסוף. Nothing else. וגם ידעת, and as well you know, שיש ברצון הזה דלת בחינות זו למטה מזו. Understand that there is, in this רצון, there is four phases. One follows the other. One goes below to the other. That means it keeps on going to become יותר עבה. You start from Aviv, it's light, sun, till what time? 8 o'clock at night. You go to Chorev, it becomes darker. So one night is the longest, darkest in winter. That's aspect of light and that's aspect of Choshech. Ketze, two ends. You go to Alaska, right to the tip, you have 6 months choshech, 6 months light. There is no hadraga. וזהו למטה מזוק לומר שהכלי זה דהיינו הרצון לקבל האמור אינו נקבע בנעצל שיהיה ראוי לתפקידו עד שיעברו עליו דלת בחינות דרך הדרגה. Now, there is no רצון לקבל until there is these four phases has gone through. Until these four phases doesn't follow, there is no such a thing as a רצון לקבל. Ha'alef hi ha'ratzon kalush. The first one is a raton, but not that much strength into it. It's like, it's still an idea. It's not really deep my desire. I thought about it. I don't know yet. It's kalush. Me'od. U'bechinat bet gadula mi'bechinat alef. And the second aspect is more at b'chinat dalet shei gadola haratzon. That means that when it comes to b'chinat dalet, then it is ratzon. Kefi ha'shiur ha'tzarich la'kbiyod gamar ha'kilid, and as much as is necessary to reveal that vessel. And the whole study here is to understand how to bring about this vessel. That knowledge of to making a vessel. There is all aspect of revealing the vessel. Nothing else. Nothing. V'tam ha'davar kvar nitba'er la'il. We already explained what is the reasoning for all this, the meaning of all this. V'tam kehayot v'haratzon lekabel hazeh. Since this ratzon lekabel הוא צורה הפוכה מהקצה אל הקצה. Since this רצון, it comes totally different, starting from רצון until it becomes a רצון לקבל, it's totally different. At first, it's only רצון, and a רצון להשפיע, and then slowly, totally changes, and becomes הפוך as a רצון לקבל. הוא צורה הפוכה מהקצה אל הקצה. Is two sides, it's very important to understand, two sides of total opposites. Hafuch, not opposite, hafuch, whatever you want to call. Hafuch. This is lashpia, this is lakabel, totally different. מבחינת הרצון להשפיע הכולל באורן סוף ברוכו, על כן אינו יכול להגלות בפעם אחד, אלא רק לעד לעד. Starts first רצון להשפיע, and slowly changes till it becomes Ratzon Lekabel. So Ratzon Lekabel is in the Ratzon Lehashpia, but it gets revealed slowly. In the morning, you start the day. The desire and the things that you should potentially achieve in the morning is already given to you. The whole program is set. But you reveal it through, you go through six four phases, that means six times four, that's it, 24, you reveal it. Kad. Kad means the vessel. One vessel, one yom, has four phases. And you go through four phases. What you started from the morning God gave you to start, by the time you finish, now you finish the vessel. Four phases. And it's lad. החל מהרצון להשפיע כולל בשורש, שנקרא קטר, ואחר כך לאב ממנו דהיינו, משונה ממנו במקצת, מקצת, שהיא בחינת א'. Now, בחינת אל, first one is the שורש, we call שורש, the first one, קטר, we call שורש, שורש is אפס, there is no בחינת aspect of לקבל in קטר, it's only aspect of להשביע. It's no aspect of לקבל. But בחינת א' becomes a little bit משונה, a little bit change, a little bit more aviut. בחינת ב' becomes a little bit more aviut, גימל more aviut. דלת is the aviut. Is the בחינת דלת, is the כלי. ואחר כך אלא יותר אב שנקרא בחינת ב' וכו' וכו'. עד לבחינת ד' השונה מצורתו של האור מקצה אל קצה, שהיא בייחוד ראויה לשמש בנעצל לבחינת כלי. Only then, only when it comes to fruition, only when it comes to final, only when there is a place for הנאה, to reveal a הנאה. Because the fruit is הנאה. Yes. There is. But kalush meod. It's not. What when or and sof we said comes brings you a ratzon lekabel.
Yeah, but the essence of lashpia doesn't have lekabel.
Oh, it's lashpia. How lashpia?
But essence of
to make you to have a ratzon lekabel.
Okay.
That's lashpia. To make you reveal the ratzon lekabel. Oh, yes.
But it also seems that the difference between Ratzon Lehashpia, which is Ein Sof, and Ratzon Lekabel is only one thing, that there is continuity there and there is no continuity.
Exactly.
You put the stop.
There is ends here. In there, there is no end.
So as soon as you have continuity, it's Ratzon Lehashpia.
Bravo. Bravo. But before you can continue, you got to reveal the Ratzon Lekabel. Because what are you going to continue if you don't have nothing in your hand?
I'm about to receive.
No, not necessarily. God is going to sustain you anyway, whether you like it or not.
Right.
Whether you reveal Ratzon Lekabel or no, or do his work and reveal his kingdom or whatever, God is going to sustain you and give you the pleasure. Exactly.
I need to receive first.
Sure, no problem. But you got to reveal what? You're going to go give, and you give and you share, but not necessarily you have revealed any Ratzon Lekabel. If you have an ulterior motive and you are doing in order to make more profit, yes. Business is not to reveal Ratzon Lekabel. If you tell me the first day is Bechinat Keter, the first night, that is, say, whatever it comes first night, that's first night is the Keter. Absolutely correct. Then you have to count, the Keter goes. You cannot keep the Keter. But it comes and leaves the Reshima, and then you get to take 49 days in order to bring whatever you are able, as per your Midot, to pull back. What potentially you can really acquire. So that's true. You start to build a new kli.
Okay. Because we were supposed to have a seat, make a seat for him, and Hanukkah becomes Adam Dalet.
Purim.
Purim?
That's right. Ultimate desire of Mashiach. What is Mashiach? It's consciousness of Bayom Awi Adonai Echad Ushmur Echad. That's Purim. And that's why Purim is the end. Purim is the only Chag who's going to stay. But with Hanukkah, they have a relation. The light comes until Hanukkah, and Purim is the one that is going to continue the light of Hanukkah to Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim for another love. The actual Malchut, always is Bechoshech. How do we know? It says, God showed in the nature. There were two lights. There were the sun and the moon. The sun and the moon. And the Malchut came and says, hey, I am a Malchut. I'm two kings here. He said, okay, you me'ati yourself. That means Malchut always has to be in a state of me'at. Always. Malchut always will stay. And how Malchut is going to receive? Only from Chitzoniyot. Only from Chitzoniyot. No tochichiyut. No inside. Only from outside. We said this is the rule to the end. Because God said to the moon, Me'ati yourself. That means you are only to what? Reflect. If moon would have shine her light, her back wouldn't be dark. But the back of moon is always dark. That's called the dark side of the moon. Why? Because she doesn't have her own light. She only reflects the light of sun. But what does she get then? What she only she reflects. She keeps on reflecting. As long as she reflects, she's in charge of the, all the water in the world and all the mazalot and all the chidushim is done by her. But she is not anything of her own. That's the whole point. That's the malchut. That's the point of Hana'ah. What Hana'ah she gets? To be a reflector. At what time?
At the dark time.
Look at what to be at the dark time. But the other ketze is the sun. Yeah. There is a shone, but this one takes care of what the sun. Sun is there or not? But who is in charge now? It's the moon. It's the light of the moon. Is there two government now? Yes. The Laila and the Yom, the day. To the light he called Yom, the darkness, Laila. Now slowly we understand what is this Malchut, this Hana'ah, what you got to do with it.
And this concept is connected to marriage.
Huh? Shavuot is Bechinat Kimel. Okay, so wait and see.
Mr. Melamed, then if the moon was told that you really be the government, why do we sleep at night?
I mean,
it seems like we're wasting the real government.
We can by sleeping too much, but we need to nourish the spirit. We know to allow it to be free, that the spirit is bonded to the in the body. The body is it's a punishment for a spirit. Spirit, it takes a lot to happy the spirit. If the body really devotes itself to the spirit will love to stay. Or you addict the spirit by, let's say, any addiction. Spirit gets addicted and wants to stay. That's the malachim that they came to this world. They say, oh God, this is too much pleasure. We don't want to go back. And God said, okay. So you go experience mother too.
What kind of pleasure?
Pleasure, any kind. Listen, Boker Tov, what kind of pleasures you have in your life?
Well,
each one has a ratzon lekabel of his own. Your pleasure is different than my pleasure. It depends what kind of a kli of Kabbalah you produce. Different pleasures for two different people.
I understand that, but when you mentioned about the pleasure of the neshama, when the soul is here, and there's too much pleasure and they don't want to go back, that's what I'm asking.
No, I'm talking about malachim.
Oh, malachim stay here and they don't.
Oh, yeah. But your ruach is anyway your tikkun. The vav hei is your tikkun. Your ruach is your tikkun too. You get your ruach become a slave and have bad habits. Ruach is your midot. If you have bad midot, your ruach is a slave of your midot. What do you think your ruach is going to reveal itself? Through your midot. Whatever is your character, that's your ruach.
That's true.
So it depends how you really deal with your ruach. Now the first phase of first called Aleph Bet Gimel. Ein haratzon lekabel megule bahen. The ratzon lekabel is not gilui, is not revealed in these first three phases. Bo oto ashiur sharatzui lebichinat kli kabbalah. Velefikach rak bichinat dalet. And therefore only the phase four. He תחשוב לעיקר כלי הקבלה של הנאצל. That's the important part. What it means really, You know, I thought about it. I was thinking about giving you a call. Is that a Ratzon Lekabel? Did you have a Ratzon Lekabel to give a call to this person? Did you have really a willpower to call this person? No. You thought about it only. But you didn't do no finding the number, no dialing the number, no calling the person.
You didn't reveal it.
You just only thought about it. Oh, yeah, I even went to get the number from you, but you know what? When I came to the telephone, I didn't call. That's not constitute the Ratzon Lekabel. That's not you finishing the job. You didn't. You left it in the middle. Only thought about it. So by scanning and reading the Torah, that's gonna only give you the three phases. What's the last one? There is a mitzvot to do. If you don't do the mitzvot, you haven't completed the four phases.
And that's what's called a good intention.
I love you, exactly. It's not gonna do a no good for us if we don't bring it into fruition. If you don't bring what you study to bring into implementation, if it's only aspect of the mental exercise, that's not going to do it. It's important. He says this tree gotta be alive all the time. That's why he says Talmud Torah neged kulam. That means keep on studying Torah. Yeah, not all of it you can implement. It says le'at, le'at. And that's what the Torah does. Is that the Chokhmah? Le'ad, le'ad. It's going to, every year, you're going to change your gear. You're going to change, but you know what? Be on time in the Moed. Be on time on the Moed, because that's Mikre Kodesh. Mikre Kodesh. Now, what is Mikre? We studied already. What is Mikre? It's a happening. It's an event. Right? Now, Mikre, it's only when there is a Ratzon Lekabel, there is a Shinui Tzura, then you are a Mikre. Chara, why? Because you are Yotze Min HaKlal. What is Yotze Min HaKlal? That means you came out of a Klal, Ensof is a Klal, Ensof includes everything. As soon as you Yotze Min HaKlal, you come out of the Klal, you are individual now. So that's Ratzon Lekabel. Mikre is a time of Ratzon Lekabel. So it says Ratzon Lekabel Mikre Kodesh. That means you can receive a Ratzon Lekabel in Kedusha. Hayya.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's the Sechel. Because you became a Mikre. And you got to reveal. You said, oh no, I don't Ratzon Lekabel. I don't want it. You know, the less is more. That's dumb. It's the dumbest thing in the world. I want to the highest level of Ratzon Lekabel. Highest. Push for that Ratzon Lekabel. Because the most important thing is to reveal this Ratzon Lekabel. Everything else is a side issue. It's non-important. It's only we will see that is klipot. Listen, how can I receive insight here? Gotta have a klipa. It's gotta have that. Now it's gonna teach us how to create the klipa in order to be able to reveal the fruit. Look at the egos. How many layers egos has Gerdu? Four. It's four phases. And what is smack in the middle? Is the fruit, the Hana. You, and this is going to be, now, in order for me to get to Pinimut, to Ratzon Lekabel, we said, is Igulim, is in the middle. I have to go to get the middle of, to find the Shmo, to find the Ratzon Lekabel. I have to go Derech Yosher, deep to Achi Garua. That means you find light comes out of darkness. That is the most important thing to understand here. And he's going to tell us. He says, because of this hafichut between Igul and Yosher, there is a paradox in life that you have to understand. Because there is a conflict between your logic and your emotion. It's different. Between your mind and your heart. It's two different things. Heart is the aspect of stone. Mind is the aspect of water. They're different. Can you count water? No. But you can count stone.
Why do you say the heart is the aspect of stone?
Because he says you have a heart of stone. And the Zohar says that, yes, you have to change your heart of stone into heart of basar, meat. First is the stone, because you are individual. You are only you. You don't care for nothing. It's you. Me, 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 me. That's the stone. That's the stone says me, 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 me. The water sinks and becomes shafel, goes all the way down. You want valve. You want control. You want discipline. Absolutely agree with you. That's the whole thing. Bravo. You got to put the masach. That's the masach. That's the aspect of 120 years. What is this 120 years masach? It's to give you the possibility of establishing this to be mikre, to be a ratzon lekabel, and to have effective discipline into Lashpia, only to get what to come to inside you in a very minute way. It says, ma'ati yourself. Don't forget. It didn't say shut down yourself.
That's true.
It says, ma'ati yourself. Ma'at, that means bring it to the bare minimum. That means put a dam, or put a chalon, or put a masach, and just allow in as much as you can handle to be ratzon lashpia.
Well, simple way. We cannot only.
But I'm becoming a channel. But in a way, I'm becoming a channel.
But there are times that we have to receive, and there are times that we become a channel. We cannot be in one state all the time.
Okay, don't push the save button.
Right.
Hold on to this question.
Can we be in one state of only receiving?
Or yeah. Or yeah. Absolutely, yes.
State of channel? Can we be channel all the time?
Yes, yeah. Adonai echad u'shmo echad. That's what it is. Absolutely, echad lechad. Is he a channel? I'm a channel. As much as he has to give, I have as much to lashpia.
Yeah, you balance it with the amount that you can get for yourself. You get it, and then
you pass it on.
That's the key.
Now you got to be amin. Now you got to be tzaddik. Now you really have to count the smallest penny. You don't waste nothing. You don't abuse it. You don't none. It's a total discipline. Like Yosef HaTzadik, total discipline of Yosef HaTzadik. You are a tzaddik to let the whole thing to go to perfection. Boker Tov.
You also said something about Moadim being those events that we can make the Ratzon Lekabel holy. Can you explain that?
No, it's an opportunity of receiving Kedusha. Raton lekabel, but lekabel what? Kedusha, total kedusha. It's a total, as pure, as highest level of energy as you can get. It's a complete, the most complete. What do I get today? What do I get on Monday, Tuesday? I get only energy Monday, energy of Monday. It's different than Tuesday. It's different than Wednesday. Is it complete? No, it's whole. That means it's not complete. Only I gotta come to Shabbat, v'yikadeshchem. I am gonna make it kadosh. Whatever you got in your hand, I'm gonna make that aspect kadosh on Shabbat if you do it as per halacha.
Complete.
And that's the only I am gonna do it. Final touch is by Hashem.
Yeah.
looking at you to see how much exactly, and he's a tzedek, he's tzaddik, he does it with no, he is be'emet tzaddik. It's what is emet belongs to you, emet you get not a degree below or above. The system works. The system has the discipline. Shalom Boker Tov. ואכל מהרצון להשפיע הכולל בשורש שנקרא כתר ואחר כך לאב ממנו, דהיינו המשונה ממנו במקצת שהיא בחינת א' ואחר כך על היותר האב שנקרא בחינת ב' עד לבחינת ד' השונה מצורתו של האור מקצה אל הקצה שהיא בייחוד ראויה לשמש בנעצה לבחינת כלי. מה שעל כן כתוב, גם הבחינות הקודמות אין הרצון לקבל מגולה בהם באותו השיעור הרצוי לבחינת כלי הקבלה. It's not in the first phase, two phase, third phase, in the first of thinking, forming and getting ideas, contemplating, it's no רצון לקבל. ולפי כך, רק בחינת דלת היא תחשב לעיקר כלי הקבלה של הנעצר. הנקרא... משום זה בחינת פנימיות ותוכחיות של הנעצר. It's when this is a רצון לקבל, when this interior is revealed, what it is the purpose of this interior? What is the reasoning of this interior? What is the reason of this רצון לקבל? When you know exactly what it is from A to Z and it is done and is prepared, you done the work, you prepared it, you defined it, then there is tochichiyut. Then there is the revelation inside. Now we will talk about this. There is a lot to understand here. V'shela na'atzel omnam b'chinat gimel sheberatzon nifchenet shehi מחוץ לבחינת ד' ובחינת ב' מחוץ לבחינת גימל ובחינת א' מחוץ לבחינת ב'. What it means? The interior, the Bechinat Dalet, the layer that is surrounding the Bechinat Dalet is Bechinat Gimel. And the Chitzoniyut of Bechinat Gimel is covered by Bechinat Aleph. Now here we go. This is Dalet. Bechinat Dalet. The Chitzoniyut of Bechinat Dalet, the outer aspect of Bechinat Dalet is Pinimut of Bechinat Gimel. The chitzoniut of Bechinat Gimel is pinimut of Bechinat Bet. The chitzoniut of Bechinat Bet is Bechinat Aleph. The chitzoniut of Bechinat Aleph is Bechinat Shoresh. Now, next time I'm going to ask you an exam about this. Now, tell me this. You got to look at this. You got to see this. Keter. Now what we said Keter is really Malchut of Ein Sof. Because it includes Eser Sefirot after, Eser Sefirot before. It includes, the Keter Adam Kadmon includes both Eser because it's a Malchut of Ein Sof, Shmo decided, so it is the Malchut of Ein Sof called Shmo, and she includes whatever comes after her. Because we said in Nigulim, the most utter one is Me'ole Yoter.
Yeah, but it should be, the Bechinat Dalet should be the most...
In the Kav, Achi Garua in the Igulim is the Bechinat Nekuda Emtzai. In the Kav, the more Pinimi is Achi Meshubach. That means the fruit is Achi Meshubach. Is the most important. No. No. The most important. Meshubach, it said. That's, you gotta, I advise that what we read today, you read it at least about 50 times by next week. Oh, okay. Yes.
Dalet is where we are all talking about.
You made a very good assumption. it's a correct assumption. We will realize it later. Shabbat Shalom.